When we think about meditation or talk about it, it's very easy to get carried away by theory. And meditation is a very interesting and wonderful mystery to talk and think about. But the talking and the thinking have an inbuilt danger, which is that we don't go beyond the words and the ideas, and instead, we get stuck looking at a reflection in a mirror. We can be so fascinated by the reflection, so unaware that the mirror distorts whatever it reflects, that we fail to turn around and see the real thing. The teaching of a great teacher like John Maine has the power to inspire us to turn around and see the real thing. Seeing the real thing means doing the real thing. It means actually meditating, actually putting in the time, each morning, each evening, to see the real thing. The teaching I'm sharing in this book, and that we try to live in our community, is very realistic and practical. It's not concerned just with speculation or theory. It's concerned primarily with experience, experience in faith, and experience that transforms. First, it is concerned with the experience we all start from as we begin to meditate. Secondly, it is concerned with the experience we pass through as we continue to learn to meditate. Only thirdly, is it concerned with the experience we enter into, the goal we arrive at. Because of this intimate connection between our own experience and the teaching itself has an authority to guide our experience. And this is what we call a living tradition. Each of us enters into this living tradition when we begin to meditate. Because it is a tradition that began a long time ago, it is one that has, to a great degree, formed us today into who we are when we come to enter it. That teaching, that tradition, is simplicity itself. It says that to meditate, we have to become silent and still, not just externally or physically, though these are essential, but interiorly silent, interiorly still. In this way, the tradition leads us to enter the knowledge of unity with ourselves, harmony with ourselves. This teaching helps us to find our true self and even to like what we find. Our exterior stillness reflects this interior stillness. When we meditate, we try to sit as still as possible, and not get careless about this discipline of physical stillness as the weeks and months of practice pass. It may seem a very elementary thing to do, but it is the first step, and the first step is important. Then, sitting still, you begin to say your mantra. During the time of meditation, you've nothing else to do, nothing else to worry about, nothing to be ambitious about, nothing to plan or analyze, no problems to solve. You have only to say your word.